I have been podcasting for exactly 5 years now, since 2019, and we are currently getting around 35,000 downloads every month.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full time gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like, and learn the steps you need to fast track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. My name is Anthony Wineri, and every single Monday, a successful podcaster with tens of thousands of listeners plus and a fully monetized show will leave you a 5 to 10 minute voice note sharing their stories, strategies, failures, and the mindset needed to grow a successful show. And today is one of those very special episodes. So I'm going to let Megan take it away.
Hi, I am Megan Dahlman, and I am the host of the Self-Care Simplified podcast, which helps women who are 40 and over simplify their fitness and nutrition habits to feel amazing in their bodies. I have been podcasting for exactly 5 years now, since 2019, and we are currently getting around 35,000 downloads every month, somewhere around 3,000 per episode in the first couple weeks of release. And this honestly has led to a whole host of opportunities, especially just deeper exposure for our company. We consider ourselves a media company because we produce so much media, whether that's social media and podcast media or audio and video media. And that has been able to expose our company to so many wonderful people in our audience and customers, but also opportunities for collaboration with other experts in the industry. When you have a podcast that is in the top 1% of all podcasts, other experts take notice and are more likely to work with you and want to be on your show. You're more likely to be asked to be a guest on other shows. So it's opened the door for a lot of networking collaboration opportunities, which is really great. Now, before podcasting full-time, I was already in the habit of writing a blog every single week. So I was blogging prior to podcasting. I had been doing it consistently and just getting my ideas and philosophy out into the world for a full 5 years prior to podcasting. And I remember in 2018, I personally started listening to podcasts. I was curious. It was a new thing. I was like, oh, these aren't just radio shows. This is a little bit more than a radio show. A lot of people that I looked up to had started podcasting. And so that opened my world to it. And I started to see a shift in the tides. Things were going a little bit away from everybody starting blogs to everybody podcasting. And I could see that even my audience, the women that I was trying to reach and help, they were starting to listen to more podcasts rather than reading blogs. So it was time to take my blog directly into what I like to call the earballs of my audience. And I never looked back. There was a period of time where I did both for a little while. I podcasted and produced a blog each week, a separate blog with separate content. And I was able to phase out the blog after a few months of that and just devote my time fully to just producing a podcast episode. And, you know, my journey with podcasting has had plenty of ups and downs and challenges, as with any area of entrepreneurship. But I can honestly say that there have been no real failures that I can pinpoint specifically, simply because I think I never stopped. I feel like as long as you don't stop, you're never really failing. It's kind of like when you quit, like that might be a point that you can a moment in time that you can point to and say, ah, that might have been a failure. But even that, even if you quit and maybe try again later, there's no failure there. So I can't think of any moment along the journey where I felt like something failed because we just didn't stop. Along the way, we rebranded, and you can hear me start to use the word we because it moved from just me, myself, and I creating, producing, editing, recording, doing the entire podcasting process from start to finish. It was just me. And somewhere along the way, I brought in partners and a full production team. And so you'll hear me use the word we. And that was a big turning point when I got to have some help. And I could really turn all of my attention onto creating and producing the highest quality content I possibly could for my audience and leave the production process to other people. And to even get some assistance with the creation process. And that was a big turning point. Even up-leveling my equipment, that was a big turning point. But each of those things along the way were challenging. Having to learn a new piece of equipment is challenging. Even just setting up a new mic, setting up new camera equipment, getting new lighting in place and having your space, like even that alone, just the technical aspects of setting up equipment can feel like a frustration, let alone a lot of other things of marketing the podcast. And so we rebranded along the way. We changed the name. We also pivoted our primary audience demographic to being someone who's far more niched down. We used to try to reach women that were across the entire spectrum of age. And now we really focus on women that are 40 plus years old. That was really hard for me to do. There was a moment where I felt like that would cut out a lot of listeners. But what it actually did was all the listeners that were in that niche, they leaned in even more. They became more of a diehard fan. About 6 to 8 months ago, we actually shifted to full video episodes as well, which was really hard to do. It was hard for me just through the production process to always be camera ready and to record in a different way where I'm not just reading a script the whole time, but talking to a camera. It means that I have to use more of a bullet point style and take multiple takes for each section of the podcast. If I don't feel like it went well, it's a slightly different editing process. So that was really challenging to shift mentally from recording audio only to recording video. But really, we never stopped. Things changed and shifted and improvements happened along the way, but we just never stopped producing content. And, you know, I think there are several reasons why my podcast has been able to grow to over 35,000 downloads a month. And probably the first reason, of course, is that consistency. Like I mentioned, we just always produce. We even produce episodes all summer long when a lot of people aren't. We keep producing episodes. We produce episodes even during the holidays. I think there's maybe only 1 week out of the year that we take a step back, and perhaps that week we might just do a re-release, but it's fresh content every single week. We increased our volume to 2 episodes a week. So we create a longer form piece of episode on Tuesdays, and on Fridays we release a short form episode, which is more of an Ask Megan, so Ask the Expert type of an episode on Fridays. And that really increased our volume. We doubled just with that because we had a loyal listener base and they wanted to hear everything I had to say, everything I brought from them. I think one big thing that has really contributed to our growth was really when we decided to not treat podcasting as its own discovery platform. It's hard for new people to find you just in the podcasting space. I have a very robust social media platform with over 250,000 followers on Instagram and more across all other social media platforms, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube. And those other platforms are far better for discovery. Those platforms, the algorithm works to try to bring new people into your audience. So growing those platforms has had a direct impact on growing the podcast, because once I can get those people, they're eyes on me and my philosophy and what I'm giving them and just exposing them to my expertise and how I can help them, then they're far more likely to want to go check out a longer form piece of content because I've already given them significant value with something that's 60 seconds or less with short form video. once they can see, wow, she's got a lot of value for me over and like she is consistently showing up. We produce 3 pieces of short form videos every single day on social media. Once the audience knows like, wow, I really like her style. What else does she have? They're far more warmed up and ready to consume some of your longer form content. So growing all of our other social media platforms is probably one of our biggest drivers of growth. And then related to that, honestly, is knowing exactly what my specific audience wants and needs. This is going to work on every platform, whether it's podcasting or social media, but you need to be in the mind of your audience member. You need to know what they're thinking before they can even say it. And once you get to the point where you produce a piece of content, put something out there, whether it's a podcast or any other piece of content, and you start having people say things to you like, I feel like you're reading my mind right now. How did you know I was struggling with this? Why are you always one step ahead of me? Then you know you're on the right track. And the way you get there is by listening more than you talk. And I know it's hard as a podcaster to just want to get your ideas out there, but sometimes you have to take a step back and just listen, and observe, see where your audience is, see what struggles they are dealing with, and know exactly what they want and need, the very specific topics. And then how do they consume content? Do they like long episodes that are really in-depth? Or do they like really short, pithy episodes? My audience, they like 22-minute long episodes or shorter. Specifically, we see a dramatic drop off in listening right at that 22-minute mark. So we said, okay, great. We're going to try to produce episodes that are that length or shorter. That right there increased our listeners. So just knowing exactly what your customer wants is so important. And sometimes I honestly feel like I am seeing the same things over and over as I'm going blue in the face. But studies have really shown that people usually need to hear the same thing at least 7 times before it actually sticks. They need to hear you say the same thing, maybe from slightly different angles. Maybe one time it's wrapped in a story. Maybe one time it's told through a metaphor. But usually that same piece of takeaway 7 times for it to really lodge in their mind. And so if you feel like you're saying it over and over and over again, you probably need to say it again and then again and then again. And I think the biggest ways that my relationship with podcasting has changed over the years is that I've learned to take the back seat to what my audience wants to hear from me. Rather than me trying to just stand up on a stage and impress people with my own knowledge. The show is not about me. The show is about my listener. And I used to do 45 to 60 minute long episodes around a specific topic that I felt like I was an expert in. And I would get in the weeds. I was the only one nerding out on that topic. My audience was gone. I had lost my audience somewhere along the way. They just stopped listening at one point. So I've learned to humble myself and I use a lot more stories and I really take it to heart that, you know, the wise words that truly being smart doesn't mean that you take a topic and complicate it. You are really smart when you can take a complicated topic and make it very simple and easy to do. If you can take a complicated topic and boil it down into one simple takeaway, people will come back and want to hear you more. And that's probably the biggest growth I have experienced over the years. If you're a podcaster that's just getting frustrated and really struggling to grow, you just can't seem to figure it out. What you're hitting your head up against a wall and you don't know why it's not growing and you desperately want it to grow, here's my advice to you. Scale it back if you want to see it scale up. Okay? Scale it back if you want to see it scale up. Make it simpler, make it shorter, make it more easily digestible for your listener. This has a twofold effect. You will enjoy the process more. These are easier pieces of content to produce when they're smaller. You will get far more pieces of content out of it. You can turn a 45-minute long episode into 3 15-minute long episodes. so that you'll be able to produce a lot more content if you want. So that makes the process far more enjoyable for you. And your audience will love you for it. They'll be able to listen to each and every episode, leaning in, wanting to hear more. You're going to leave them wanting more because you can have all these part twos, part threes of particular topics, and your audience will just thank you so much for it. But really, it comes down to just don't give up. Keep going. The only way to fail is to stop, right? You got this.
So if you enjoyed this episode and you want to hear more from successful podcasters who've done it, who've been there and done that, who've built up an audience into the thousands, if you want to hear them share their experience with you every single Monday, be sure to subscribe to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing so you never miss an episode. And on Wednesdays, of course, we're going to help you gain clarity on why your podcast isn't growing and the simple steps you can start taking today to fast track a slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new highly engaged listeners. My name is Anthony Wineri, and you have been amazing. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll see you in Wednesday's episode.